This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
It's my favourite day of the week.
No, it's not. You lie. You lie. You say.
Why
you
would
say,
it not be my favourite day of the week? I come and have a look at you. I get to look at that swollen up nose you've got.
And there it is.
There you go. Those half little three hairs that hang off his chin. Have you noticed that he's growing a moustache?
We have a guest in the studio with us. Yes. And I'm going to cut to the chase. It's Brian Nankervis. Brian, thank you so much for coming in.
Mikey, it's absolute pleasure here. I want to suggest that there's more than three hairs.
Thank you.
In fact, I'd call it a ziff. As if it was a moustache.
Well, I'm keeping that. I'm writing that one.
Come
as
on,
if.
That's
well,
for
yeah.
You, Tom.
I was about to Google ziff and, you know, get a compliment. No, okay. Brian, you are the legend of Rock Whiz.
One of. Let's be honest. Let's not forget the great Julia Zemiro.
We love Julia, but she's not here, so she drops down a peg or
you
two.
Know
Brian,
what?
You are the top.
That's right. She's not here now, and she's also not here for a show that we're doing, which is slightly controversial.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. So Rock Whiz is back for a one-night special,
yes.
But it's a bit different this time.
That's
tell us,
right.
Tell us what we're in for.
Well, we're part of the nocturnal event at the Melbourne Museum. They
which
run
are
these,
fantastic, that runs
incredible.
Through multiple things at the museum. For adults to go there after dark, have
that's
a little
right.
libations and have a look around. Yeah.
But they've also got this incredible exhibition there at the moment called Revolutions and Records, or maybe it's Records and Revolutions, essentially looking at a sort of cultural movement of 66 to 1970. So it takes in music, it takes in art, literature, film. It's a remarkable exhibition. It's been extended, but the Rock Whiz gang were invited to do a show as part of Nocturnal. We checked the books. Julia was going to be overseas. We thought, oh, we can't do it. And then someone said, well, you know, let's get a little funky here. Let's get a little loose. And we did a show a couple of years ago down at Aries Inlet. They have a big sort of singer-songwriter festival, and each year they close the weekend with a special event, and they put the artist in the back of a van. They drive them to the back of the stage and they are unleashed. One year it was the Hoota Gurus, one year it was Tim Rogers. This particular year we did it, it was Rock Whiz. I went out, did a quiz with the audience, got them fired up, had a little muck around, and then brought on the band, and then the band did a sort of like a rock and roll review. They just kept playing, and I would bring out, you know, Vicar Bull, Ella Hooper. I'm trying to think who else we had, perhaps Tex Perkins. So we thought that's a model that we can do at the museum. But we're going to do some serious quizzing at the front. We're going to find the rock brain of the evening. So we're going to have 24 people up on stage, run four rounds of questions, and then pick the best six, so that will be the final round, and then we'll pick the top.
So you're going to go out into the audience, so people who are attend, you're going to be asking some questions, try and find out who's going to, and you're going to be having them up on stage,
so
going up against.
That's right. I've got to get 24, and when we do live shows, so we do lots of live shows. We haven't done a new sort of filmed episode for a couple of years. Thanks, SBS.
And the Epsy's looking bloody beautiful.
I mean,
now's the time to do it. I went there the other day and my feet didn't stick to the carpet.
Isn't
it was fantastic.
Remarkable? Yeah. I know. Look, well, SBS were very good to us for 12 years. Yeah. And then for some reason they've said that's enough.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Law stole all the money, haven't they?
It may well be.
It's all good.
I know. So we ended up now, we basically do lots of live shows. So we do a big show at Hamer Hall every Good Friday called the Really, Really Good Friday Show. This year we went up to Byron for Blues Fest. We do lots of live shows, so we thought this is a great opportunity. So I always go out, I get on stage an hour before the show and say, right, if you reckon you've got what it takes, meet me up the back. I have a handful of questions and I try and find the best. And so we end up with 24 and then we run our four rounds.
So this is an adult-only event for the night?
I believe it is.
Yes. I think there's alcohol in the premises, yes. So it's going to have a drink. And you're going to have the Rockwiz Orchestra there, but you've also got some special guests going to join you as well.
Special guests, and I would imagine you guys would be familiar with the fabulous Olympia.
We do.
Isn't she great? Her name is Olivia, but she performs as Olympia. She's just released her second album, I think, called Flamingos. She's a ripper. Also, Declan from British India. And for the older members of the Joy audience, the great Ronnie Charles, who was in a band in the 60s called The Group, GROOP. And
oh,
so,
yes.
Such a Lovely Way was their big hit single. So, look, there'll be questions, there'll be, as I say, the first sort of hour or so is a straight quizzing using members of the audience, and then after that we're sort of theming it as a rock and roll review, but the questions will all be roughly from the 60s, sort of 66 to 90 to 1970, fitting in with the exhibition. But you know, I probably should try one out on Tom, maybe.
No, let's get the little millennial down.
Should we
here?
Try Mikey?
Let's try Mikey. So let's get him on some music history between 1966 to 1970.
All right.
It wasn't even an idea. I didn't even think my parents were just a...
I tell you what, Mikey, I'll push it towards the end of that period, all right? 69. I'll make it reasonably easy. It'll be true
only
or false.
50 years ago.
It'll be true.
50%
chance.
50% chance, Mikey. And we're in the central business district in Melbourne, so it's quite appropriate. Mikey, true or false, to honour his 1969 hit The Real Thing...
Mm,
and
great hit.
To pay tribute to the founding father of the People's Republic of China.
Yes, of course.
Russell Morris has opened a Chinese restaurant called Umau Mamau Mau's.
You know, Russell Morris is an icon of mine in my time. I'm going to go with false, though.
Mikey, you are correct.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be true because it sounds fantastic, doesn't it? I would go to a restaurant.
I know
that's
that
right.
One.
So Mikey's on one. Let's just see how young Tom will go.
Yep.
Tom, we might move to something that's appropriate to you. True or false, Tom Jones... And the great classical composer Claude Debussy have released a 12-inch single called What's New, Debussy Cat?
Well, he did have a song called... No, I'm going to say false. False.
Is correct.
Yeah.
One all. Should we bring Jessica into
Let's
the
Let's bring
game?
Jess. We've got lovely Jess Window who's... coming in next
Jessica
for
Window today.
Oh, great. Now
Jessica, all right. Look, I tell you what we'll do.
I'm telling you, she's dated more bloody music industry people than you'd know what's going
really?
On. Her first boyfriend was Nathan Cavalieri.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No.
When he was seven.
I was 13. He was
you
14.
You were 13. He was 14.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were 44 and he was 14. But
Shut
no, that's,
up.
No,
everyone only ever remembers him as a kid.
No. I know. Poor Nathan. Yeah. All right, Jess, let's get a little bit political with you. True or false, Scott Morrison, the PM, Brian Lake, the footballer, and Clive Palmer, the knob, have formed a political supergroup called Morrison, Lake and Palmer.
Oh, God. I would love a supergroup to have Palmer at the end of it so I could just eat it or something. I'm going to go true.
Oh, Jessica's out.
Jessica.
It was
false.
Yes. Someone had to lose.
Well, I reckon if that band would have a good chance to play at Hillsong. I think
maybe.
They could be there at the national conference. Yeah.
All right. We've
I'd like
to
see ScoMo with a tambourine.
We have to wrap this
wrap
up. So it's Tom versus Mikey for the final question.
Are
you ready?
Down.
True or false, the Leonard Cohen song Lover, Lover, Lover was originally titled Lover, but the woman he wrote the song about was hard of hearing.
Mikey.
Is this Lover, Lover, you know Treatment of Good No More, is
that's,
that one?
Well, roughly.
In a wrong key. Are you true?
Well, so therefore, Tom says false, Tom wins.
Yes. He always wins, though. Tom always wins. Welcome to Tom and Mikey.
Nocturnal White Knight Reimagined with Rock Riz Resolution with Brian is happening on Friday, the 23rd of August at 6:30 until midnight.
Yes. Ooh. Tickets are available.
For museumvictoria.com.au.
Yep, that's
right.
We'd love to see you there.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.